I've seen Larry David several times now in discussion in person, but his appearance at the 2026 LA Times Festival of Books was off the charts, fire. Never before has Larry seemed so at ease, so undiscontented, so unwilling to curb his enthusiasm. Larry David is a happy man. This can only mean one thing. The world is ending soon. The universe will not allow LD's happiness to continue. And the way things are going these days, it may end sooner rather than later. If Larry is happy, it won't be for long. The third certainty in life besides death and taxes. And speaking of finite things, Larry told the audience gathered at Bavard Auditorium on the USC campus this past Sunday, that he used to only think about sex. Now, in his 70s, he's added, dying, to his deep thoughts. Larry's voluntary sit-down with Lorraine Alley was in support of the official, Curb Your Enthusiasm, book, No Lessons Learned, published last September. Of course, they yented it up with plenty of, curb, talk, and some hype for Larry's upcoming sketch comedy miniseries with the Obama's Higher Ground Productions premiering on HBO, June 26. Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness, An Almost History of America, has Larry reuniting with some of his, curb, cast, along with acting opposite the coolest Jew in the world, Henry Winkler. Winkler told Seth Meyers, not Jewish, he plays one of the founding fathers and shares at least one scene with Larry. No word on if Henry plays a Jewish founder. Can't wait to find out. Speaking of Larry and the Jews, Larry never misses an opportunity to invoke the Jew card if it means getting a laugh. During the audience question and answer part of the conversation, before hearing one of the questions, Larry quickly surmised, based upon his name, Ben, and his sister, Samantha, who submitted the question would contain the word, Jew. Larry claimed, like all good Jews do, he can correctly identify a fellow tribesman, simply based upon certain apparent, inherent traits. Identifying Jews is not exactly a revelatory exercise, especially in today's global climate. But when Jews themselves are the ones marking the moment or the individual, it takes on a different context. My parents have always taken pleasure in unexpectedly finding out someone is Jewish. I guess it's a pride thing, and a not-so-silent, F, you, to Hitler and the Nazis. We're still here, baby. While Larry's made clear he's not religious at all, when it comes to being Jewish, he does offer up a no-shame, unfiltered qualifier about himself. Larry's openness contains a touch of hubris layered with an abundance of defiance. It's as if Larry's saying, yeah, I'm Jewish. So what? And I don't care if that bothers you. Larry's no-holds-barred attitude about life and social circumstance drives his comedy. This trait is similar in what it means to be Jewish. The relentless, bold nature of the Jewish people required to simply survive for thousands of years carries us forward during dark times. As for the highly anticipated question at hand, sadly it did not feature anything remotely Jewish. Ben asked for advice on how to handle being someone at 17 who has no idea what he wants to do with his life. I'm 54 and I still find myself asking that question at times. Like a sage rabbi, LD relished at his chance to impact this young man's future path. Larry told the guy not to listen to him or anybody else. The point he made was whatever anyone is going to tell you is not something you couldn't figure out on your own. Whatever you decide, you decide. Sounds like a very Jewish thing to say, right? Maybe Larry's a bit more Jewish than even he realizes or is willing to admit. On a side note, Larry's charming and endearing, dare I say, adorable, Jewish daughter Kazi was on hand for the event. She didn't participate, but I spotted her in the audience. I'm like George, from Seinfeld, with my exceptional spotting skills. Kazi was at the festival promoting her own book, Delusions, of Grandeur, of Romance, of Progress. I'm a sucker for a title with a colon. Anyway, I went up to her afterward, introduced myself and asked for a selfie with her. She happily obliged and I gotta say, the photo came out pretty good, which is a rarity for me. I wonder if she knows I'm Jewish. Steve Maturin is currently directing Bagels and Elvis, a documentary that focuses on why everyone's so obsessed with who's Jewish.